Thanks everybody for tuning in. If you can subscribe, rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it'd be greatly appreciated. Every little helps and all that. Welcome one and all to the Bimbo Podcast with me, Anthony.
And I'm here as well, Jared.
What's happening?
Not a lot.
You feeling Christmassy?
Not at all. I wish I was. I'm a Christmas person, but
do you know what? Do you know what you need to do?
What's up?
Right. I've been really trying this year, and I created.
Also, we talked about that, about how you've got decorations. And
so, hold on, I'll get you in the Christmas spirit here. So, I created a Christmas playlist with Aidan.
Right.
And I think I found a new favourite Christmas song.
Is this. See if it. I know what this is, I'll tell you where it came from. Is it.
Spain?
Hold on, I'm gonna play. Hold on, you keep your wee song there. I'm gonna load mine up because I Spotify this, or not. Shazam this yesterday.
Where did you hear it?
As a prank. If it's the same song, Cool FM. Yeah, the number one hit radio station in Northern Ireland.
I'm not the number one breakfast DJ because our vote, Stephen Clements, got 13 against 7. Boom! Well done, Stephen. That is knowing you want to come on the show.
I don't know if it's going to be actually the same song. I didn't think about it. What's yours?
Go. Play yours.
Right, this mine is by a guy called Scrunter.
No.
You not heard this?
Mine's better.
Well, you haven't heard of any piece of pork yet.
Alright, okay, hiya. Very loud.
I'll tell you a wee bit about that in a second, but you play yours.
Right, mine's better.
Probably. That'll be hard really to beat Scrunter, like. Me? Stop it with me.
Oh, fuck, pen on my speaker, whoops. Do you not feel the festiveness?
Anyway, that we want.
Wish you a Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, Spanish.
So is that your favourite Christmas song?
I think it's going to replace Stop the Cavalry.
Well, I don't think. Here, you know what song? Let me see if it's still here. No, it's not. There's a song in my plays work all the time called Marshmallow World. See if you played it, you'd actually. It's a Christmas song.
Right.
But you'd probably know every lyric to it without even knowing. Because it plays that much in the shop.
Do you know what I've done? For the first time in a while, I bought myself Christmas clothes. Well, I say Christmas clothes, I got myself a shirt. Get away.
Christmas Eve. It's Christmas episode. Is there a better song than the Pogues and Christmas Call of Christmas?
He's 17, staying all day.
Is that a Christmas song? Is Die Hard a Christmas show? There's a debate for you. We must ask Mark. Mark would love that one.
Do you know what? I would say yes, but it's actually not. It's just filmed at Christmas time.
Exactly.
It's like The Goonies. It comes on at Easter time. Or like Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
There's a whole episode in itself though.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, there'd be a lot of debate on that one. I'm sure there's a few films like that.
Couple.
Alright.
We need to do that episode on the 10 or top X amount of Christmas films.
Alright, and for anybody wanting that.
About releasing Christmas Eve.
It was Scrunter, Piece of Pork.
That song?
Paula Ross on the Pete's Nodding in the Morning Breakfast Show. They made everybody like Shazam it, who listened to get it the top 7 at 7, they know DJ Hicks.
Very good. No, order myself Christmas clothes. I'm going to say that I'm in a tracksuit for Boxing Day. So now I feel Christmassy.
Tell me, so you're going to put up a picture of your, what you're wearing to a wedding, and I'm not going to spoil it.
No. It's a fucking belter, isn't it?
Aye.
It's actually nicer in person than it is in the pictures.
So you're not going to put it up in, though?
Yeah.
Have you showed Sinead?
Yeah, yeah, she loved it.
Oh, really? That's good.
I wanted
to... I didn't know how she was going to react to that, you know?
She was not really impressed with the photo from the website, and then whenever I brought it home yesterday and put it on, she was like, that's actually really nice.
Oh, Jesus, it's normally the other way about.
Breaking news.
Well, lay it on me.
Do you, yeah, put in the wee BBC Newsline part here.
Hmm?
Put in the BBC Newsline.
Okay.
Breaking news.
We're not editing this one though.
Jose Mourinho is the luckiest man in the world. Sacked.
Oh, just before Christmas?
Just before Christmas.
Wow.
Lucky bastard. Getting a multi-million pound payoff and a couple of weeks off over Krimble.
It would cost him some amount of money to sack Mourinho.
So don't feel sorry.
I thought they were going to keep him to the end of the season at least.
You'd have thought that, but where do you start with it? Where do you start?
Is it to appease the fans? Do the fans want Mourinho gone?
I think it is a brand thing and a stock thing for the company. So right. The more negativity, it'll devalue and bring the company, not disrepute, but it'll belittle the name of Man United. So it'll be less appealing. But then you've got it's a couple of things in my opinion. One, the media. I think he's got a bad rub of the green. The media know how to wind him up.
Oh, he loves to react.
Yep. You know, and then...
So, yeah, I can see where you're coming from there.
And then Paul Pogba. The whole issue with him. You never seen this with Fergie.
That's because Fergie controlled his players or got rid of them. Oh, yeah. Paul Pogba, did you see the tweet? Well, it was Instagram, sorry. And he posted the picture of himself, said caption this. And
yeah. But we were discussing this, weren't we, before this?
I will whether or not...
It was ill-timed.
If it was an advert for some sports memorabilia or something. But... I'd have got rid of him. I wouldn't have got rid of Mourinho.
Yeah, I'd have got rid of Paul Pogba.
I mean, let's be honest, there's a reason he's on the bench. He hasn't been that good either.
No. But players should never dictate their manager.
No, I mean, fair play to Mourinho for a bit. Well, how much did Pogba cost? 89 million. And he's willing to put him on the bench. That's ballsy.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
And then he had a great World Cup.
No, but that's world football. That's international football. It's different. Club football's... International football, I think you can be a bit more selfish. Club football's a bit more team-related.
I know, but they won the World Cup, Jared. So the best team in the world.
So what you're saying is the selfish player should have just been allowed to do what he wants?
No, he should have shut his mouth and played football.
You know what? That's it. He got paid enough fucking money to do it, so yeah.
See what footballers forget. I was having a conversation with this about someone this about this today at work. It's not a democracy. People aren't voted into power. It's a one-man dictatorship, and what your manager tells you, you do.
Meant to do, yeah, 100%.
No ifs, no buts, no coconuts. Yap Stam, boot. Roy Keane, boot. David Beckham, boot. Ruud van Nistelrooy, boot. Four massive signings.
Yeah. I don't know who didn't get the boot.
Who didn't get
Fergie.
The boot? Fergie. No, never.
He was always at the helm, and they should have left Mourinho at the helm.
Do you want to be on interesting stat? See the last three times he's been sacked, he's been beat 4-1, 3-1 and 3-1. Guess he was the manager each time.
Klopp?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Madrid beat by Dortmund 4-1. And then
he just should have phoned in second the weekend, shouldn't he?
He knew what he was doing. Did you not see the squad he put out?
No, I didn't.
It was a shade squad.
I was with you.
Oh, what? Put out a terrible squad on purpose. Fellaini fucked it up the other week when he came on and scored and won. I remember he was kicking the bottles.
Oh, aye.
He was raging. He had shopping to do. He wanted to be sacked that weekend. And then this week it came to fruition. I genuinely think he's just thought, you know what? Shove it up your hole. I'm going to spend time with
him. I'll get a payoff and I'd go end up again.
People are saying that. He rubbed Sergio Ramos up the wrong way the last time as well.
I was sure that's what they were saying, that it happens every third year. He rubs a player the wrong way. So it was like Ramos and
yeah. Someone else?
Someone else. It must have been somebody at Chelsea or something too.
But do you think... is he that hard to work with? Or...
I think it's what you say. People don't like the work for the dictator these days. Stop hitting that microphone.
Can't help it.
But I don't think people... and people think they're bigger than the club.
They do, but they need a harsh reminder.
You know, but the problem is the money in football.
Yeah, it's a business.
It really is. Bob knows he sells shirts or...
Yeah.
I mean, not as big over here as what he probably should be, but like in Japan, all the markets, the Asian markets, the American markets, that's where money's made for these clubs, not just here. And I'd say that his shirt sales over there will be ridiculous, you know.
But
he obviously has player power.
Yeah, well, him and Lingard and Martial are all
clicking. Well, a friend of mine actually pointed out the fact that there was no tweets afterwards to say, oh, here, you know, he done well, or he done this from here, which one's all the best.
Still raw, they might put one up tonight.
Figure it out. Who do you reckon? Will Pogba put one up? Nah.
Pogba? No. Pogba will be banned away from it. Well, I tell you what, do you know who I... I wouldn't like to see him, but I would. And I'll tell you why I would.
Is this your prediction for who's going to be there?
Yeah,
the
so...
the manager? See, just before... I don't know, go ahead, we'll do that. No.
Two favourites at the minute. So Michael Carrick's interim until they get someone appointed.
Apparently it's only for 48 hours.
Yeah. Laurent Blanc and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer are the two favourites.
Well, another breaking news. Zidane's just moved in the second favourite.
He has?
Yeah, 4-1.
4-1.
So it's Scott's favourite 1-2 though.
What? How do you get a man who was sacked by Cardiff, what, a season ago? Or 2 seasons ago?
He's just going to be a caretaker till the end of the season, isn't he? So, nostalgia act.
But you're still in the Champions League.
Appease the fans. If you want to win the Champions League, you get
Zidane. Who's on
this stage? You get that Zidane.
Zizou.
Or...
no, he gets Zizou. 3 years in a row.
Hold on, but I can tell you my pick. You're going to love it.
Who?
Arsene.
Don't you dare.
I think he'll do maybe turncoat.
Do a Judas?
Aye.
No, he wouldn't do that.
And he'd go over and win a trophy this first season?
No.
Champions League. Just call it here. Aye.
Finally, after 22 years, he won the Champions League.
With United?
No.
How good would that be, though, as a story? No. As an end to his story, that'd be glorious.
What, Jared? He got the golden trophy that we were given for going unbeaten. I was at the stadium when they presented it to him. And they went, here, Arsene, that's yours.
Now I can go and get a real trophy.
No, go to Real Madrid, go to Inter Milan, go to Bayern Munich, go to... just don't go near England.
I think he'd be happy to go to United. I don't think...
no, he wouldn't.
Imagine if he comes up against... what do you call your manager now?
Unai Emery.
Emery. And he goes up against Emery and beats him 3-1. Emery gets sacked. Ooh.
No, he would never do that. That's not nice. Don't even joke about that.
Well, Wenger's 16-1. That's not that far out.
With
48 hours to go. 21
on
the screen. You know what, I'm going to go on odds checker and see if
he's short. Are you going to get it in? What about Louis van Gaal coming back?
What's that like? Is he in the running?
Louis van Gaal, 100-1. Up there were Phil Neville, Paul Scholes, Lee Warnock and Pep Guardiola. Roy Keane? Would you give the keynote at the end of the season?
Well, again, I've a few United supporting friends. I don't know what's wrong with them, but they have said that they would take Roy Keane with
Martin O'Neill.
No, they say that already didn't work.
The Euros.
I'd love Keane with Scholes and Neville assistance, is what he says.
No, load of shit, load of crap. Blind leading the blind. There, that's what that would be. Thomas Tuchel. He's a PSG. He won't leave PSG, would he?
The Farson ones, that job maybe.
Hmm.
I mean, plenty of moves here, but plenty of wee handshake deals going on.
My God! If you want to depart with a pound, Sam Allardyce.
I thought you were going to say Vince McMahon.
Sam, freaking, give me a phone call in December when you need save from relegation at Allardyce.
What about Harry Redknapp? Just won the King of the Jungle. Is he on the list?
Let me check here. Oh.
See, if it as a car ticket manager.
No, he's not on this list.
There you go. Or as we outsider, we request a bet. But there you, like, if you were taking a car ticket
Nicky
manager.
Bought 20-1 sitting around, will you?
It has to be nostalgia. It has to be a fan thing.
No.
Why else would you take Nicky Butter? Or even why would you take Solskjaer? You know, when you've got quality managers like Arsene and Zidane sitting there waiting to go.
It has to be Zizou. It has to be.
I just don't think they're going to start the development of a long-term manager. If
they need to stop giving managers long-term contracts. Give them 2-year contracts. That's what they need to do.
I know. Well, they're going to cost. How long did Jose have left? 3 years?
20.
20 years?
Year and a half.
Yeah, 2020. Oh, he had till 2020. See, that makes more sense.
But
I just give them a year and a half free wages and then just go and sign another contract somewhere else.
I put a fiver on United to win the Champions League.
Because I just said Arsenal might manage it?
No, because Zidane. Don't work out. Okay, we're Sam talking. 3 years now?
Yeah, it's a good shout.
It's a lethal shout. Or else Roberto Martinez. No.
Nah, he wouldn't suit it.
No, sorry, I'm getting them mixed up. Roberto Di Matteo. Boom. Champions League. There you go. All the best.
He won Champions League with Chelsea, really, though.
Mm-hmm. He did. But what about Mourinho's record? It was shit. It was getting worse and worse.
Well, this is what I was going to interrupt you for earlier, but I just thought I'd bring it up now, because I just want to annoy some of the Liverpool fans that listen to us. I think, see, to be fair, if I was to pick a team in England, it probably would be Liverpool. But I don't support any of these teams, so. Eh. Jose United won 3 trophies, spent $382 million, finished 6th and 2nd in the Premier League with a win rate of 58%. That's not bad. However, Klopp and Liverpool, no trophies.
Nothing.
Spent $411 million. Premier League finishes 8th, 4th, 4th again. With a win rate of 51%.
And nobody runs up and down and celebrates when they score.
And Hobbs' players was the one I'd seen. So people think he's okay. So I think, yeah, Jose, going back to your earlier point of did Jose get a bad deal in the media? Seems to be pretty accurate.
Mm. In this past 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Well, from Porto. He's only made it to the 4th season once. And that was with Chelsea in his first spell.
Do you think that's something that he likes to sort of contribute ending? You know, contribute the end of
No, I think it's just people get fed up of him. Maybe he's just so demanding. Maybe he just has an unbelievable work ethic. Wants people to match it and people can't. And people just become fatigued and are like, do you know what? Fuck off, man.
That's I mean, I remember being a Celtic fan. Jose's run with Porto before he went to he won the Europa League or UEFA Cup and then won the Champions League the year after with the same team essentially. Crazy. I mean, you can't take away from the fact that he's a lethal manager. Most clubs would be biting your hand off to take him, at least for a year. Think you didn't should have stuck with him.
Yeah. But I'm looking at his record here. Porto, so it's going seasons 1, 2, 3, 73% win rate, 79-73. Chelsea first spell, 76-76-63%, 50%. Inter, 65-30-63. Real Madrid, 76-84-68. Chelsea second spell, 65-68-25 after 16 games. And then United, 47-65-42. So he's a wee bit up and down like a hair's knicker, isn't he?
I know, but I think it's going to be... I don't think he got the pick the way that he has at other clubs, the players that he ended up with. I think a lot of that... Gary Neville always goes on about it, yeah. About how the manager should be in control of the club and be able to send the players that he wants. Not be told, here, you're sending Pogba for 90 million, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're doing with your money. You know, you've got a 100 million transfer budget... But 90 million of it's going to pop, but okay. Do what you can with the rest. Win us the league.
I get that. But it's not like he's getting handed shade players.
But most of the, right, so you got David De Gea. We make most teams, yeah?
Yeah.
I buy defender.
Don't know.
Who's he taking? We don't even know. Who else have they got? So they've got there's actually Young playing left back.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a midfielder playing left back.
Mm-hmm. Done the same with Valencia, the right back.
Right back, yeah.
Who that? Is that more
good? It's your electric, because my golden ticket money.
What?
I think it's
right, very good. Do you know what I mean? Other managers want good players. Jamie Carragher made the point. Pep Guardiola wanted Alexis Sanchez. Didn't get him. What did he do? Moved on. Just got on with things.
Yeah, Guardiola's having some run at City. I think it'll be tough for Liverpool to maintain what they're doing at the minute. I want to see Liverpool win the league though, to be fair.
Do you think that they maybe should have stopped Jose from doing the press conferences?
Yeah, because I think it takes away from the game and shifts his focus a bit, you know.
Yeah. So it brings...
Sorry, so I don't know the Arsenal team, right? But I don't know what are these players you know. So you've got David De Gea. Would he replace your... Who's your keeper?
Bernard Leno, yeah.
So you'd replace him. You had Darmian and right back.
Hector Bellerin? No, we'll take Hector Bellerin.
Right. Eric Bailly and Lindelof, centre-back. You've got Socrates and...
Kachelny's back.
Kachelny's on left back. You'd have him over Young.
He's left footed. Our left back's Monreal.
Unless you've got that, so Monreal.
Kolasniac and stuff. Or maybe have Ashley Young.
Who?
Ashley Young. Just for experience.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So far you'd have two other players, De Gea and Young. Then their midfield had somebody called Dalot. Don't know. Ander Herrera, not bad.
Flandered a bit.
Matic.
Matic is a good player. We'll have Matic.
Older? No.
What?
Is he not older now? No. Who have you got in midfield? You've got Ozil.
Ramsey. Xhaka.
Put them on the spot.
He's out to the left. Do you know what? There's no point in asking me this because I'm just going to take Arsenal players all day long.
Bellerin, Torreira, he's glad.
Yes, lethal.
Monreal was midfield. Xhaka, Kachelny, Listener. Defence, OOB, Aubameyang, Mkhitaryan.
Wouldn't have OOB over half United squad.
I mean, I don't think United squad, it's good but it's not great. You know, it's not a world class football team. You can't sing a song about them. You can't. I mean, do you remember the song?
It's a very similar team to what he's had. And how do you go from finishing second, doing a double with the Europa League and the League Cup, and then sitting second on the table?
You know what? It's when big players that cost a lot of money don't turn up.
Sanchez,
Lukaku. And Pogba.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how much money do them three players? What do you spend? What do you say? 390 million.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to take away 90 million for Pogba. That's 300 million. So take away, how much was Lukaku? 50. Was Lukaku? He was bought from Everton.
Mm-hmm.
50 mil must have been or something.
Probably in the round that.
Right, so that's 250, and then who was the other player? Sanchez. Must he pay for Sanchez?
No, did Lukaku not come with Moyes? No.
Jose Brown to Chelsea from a French club, and then
what's your
name?
I think he's a victim of circumstance. I feel not sorry for him, but I feel like he's got a bad rub of the green.
Aye, it's a sad day for English football, in my own opinion. Don't play us too loud. I just want to hear the.
What do you want to do?
Hmm?
You playing United songs?
No, just to say that you can't fit the team into a song right here, but well, it's not working out, so crap bad. So, speaking of songs, going to try a segue here, but why not?
No, I have a good, I have a better segue.
All right, you go for it. I'd rather not.
So, what if, you know that tunnel? Right? I'm not saying this in Paddy Power, I swear. You know the tunnel down in the corner? Team comes out, or the end of the match, whatever. They put a sheet of glass up. Glass smashes, Stone Cold music. Out comes David Moyes. The Messiah returns. No?
I just don't see it.
No?
Nah.
Speaking of glass, my shit, have you been to the Opera House lately? There's a segue.
Didn't know it was running out there for you.
I know, you sort of elongated your answer. May McFetridge, man, woman, gender, fluid, whatever it wants to be, was flying in a helicopter.
Legend of the Paddle Game.
29 years.
I think I went to James and... What's the Beanstalk one? James and...
Jack.
Jack and the Beanstalk. I went to... See? It was James and Jack Peters. I don't know what I was thinking. See? I'm stopping myself from cursing there. You stop wrecking that megaphone. I went to that thing years ago and ended up... It was my birthday. They brought us up on the stage and gave us like a goodie bag. And they were like, and where are you from? And I read out my whole address. The way you were taught as a kid, you knew your address.
Very good.
Iron May's been doing the rounds for a long time now.
She's
even booked for next year already.
What is his real name? John Linehan has his own changing room in the Grand Opera House. It was Ghostbusters in it one time, I think. It was probably one of the first events I went to.
Did you pick up any kids in there? That was not an accusation, that was just wondering.
Back to the original point. Yeah, Ned McFedries was coming in on like a helicopter, and from the box seats, some...
A real helicopter?
Yes, a real helicopter, Jer.
Like, you can hear it outside right now?
Could be. Somebody thought it'd be funny to throw a pint glass at Ned McFedries in a helicopter.
Gag.
Great story for the grandkids.
Gag. Who thinks that's funny, like, don't I?
But maybe it was like Gareth Gates or something doing, you know, like a surprise. But smashed and then covered the people in the director and the band and stuff, I think. Don't think it landed on too much of the audience, but the glass smashed.
I mean, you pay to go to a show.
And then throw a glass.
And then throw a glass. Somebody, no matter, like, it, she, May, is a local legend.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no two ways about it.
We can't Pamela Valentine with the poster girls for Northern Ireland.
there's a picture for this show. Put a picture of them too.
Kitty. No, two dicks. Then the cops arrested two fellas, and it was in the, they were sitting, you know, like the wee, at the side bits, the box seats. They were sitting there, and they, somebody went up and chucked them out, and they got arrested.
Yeah, I'm sure maybe could land on someday if she seen who it was too.
Probably. Took her false heath out. Nothing to lose.
So apparently, the Opera House staff apparently rushed to the assistance of people in the stalls. So it was the people in the stalls that it must have hit. And it confronted two couples in the box. Pierce and I were called. And officers attended and spoke to a number of individuals, resulting in the arrest of two men. It's 32 and 35. I think that makes it worse.
Does she know better?
Criminal damage and disorderly behaviour they're charged with. Both released on bail at the minute pending further inquiries, so they weren't charged, that's just what they were.
Mm. Hasn't happened to interview anybody in the Opera House.
Have you been to the Opera House recently?
No.
No? It's a good big stage, though, but probably it's expensive enough, dude.
Probably about 2 years ago.
Mm.
If you ever go, do you ever do like the intermission, you can pre-order your drinks?
Aye.
Do that.
You have to do that everywhere nowadays, Ulster Hall as well.
Yeah.
But no, it's definitely something that's... They even do it up in the Ireland Civic Centre up in Lisburn. They put shows on up there. Good comedy shows and stuff.
Something I'd like to go and do, watch.
Or Fly.
Oh, there was like three of them.
Bastards.
Must be something dead in here.
That's not this show. You... Oh, I was asking, had you been to the Opera House recently? What was the last time you seen the Opera House?
The one with the big tranny.
I was at a show recently.
The horror the same one. Thing.
Rocky Horror Show.
Never was watched it? The Rocky Horror Show in my life. Didn't know the Jack actual storyline. No.
I thought he was in that. I thought Louise meant that too.
No, it was School of Rock.
Ah, right, okay.
Or something like that. Rock of Ages. Yeah, I went and watched the Rocky Horror Show. Brilliant. So funny. Uh-oh. And it's good because you interact with the crowd. The Rocky really? Horror Show, they'll like, get the audience to shout stuff. And people shout mad obscenities. But
I'm sure that went down well. I went and seen Grease recently. Thanks, Jordan was in it. He tore his rotator cuff the night before too, so it was a bit of a rough one for him. But I think he's going to come on the show soon and talk about it. He's got Footloose coming up as well.
Does he?
And thought I'd give him a wee bit of promo early, you know. I think he'd be on probably January.
Big year.
We'll talk about him directing Footloose. And
being the youngest person to ever direct in the Grand Opera House.
Did you know that? I didn't until
then. Did you know that?
He probably told me, but you have to drown him out now and again, you know.
Yeah. And I don't have to work with him, so I'm just like...
Oh, no, okay. It'd be a good chat anyway, he's an entertaining guy, so...
Just say what you feel about him, your face is saying different. Look like you want to call him a fucking wanker.
Jordan, don't listen to him. I'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early, yeah?
Yeah, don't be late.
No, I think it'll be a good show. I think it'll be good insight into how things work down the Opera House.
We should try and get John Lennon on. Or Lennon on.
Oh, here, if anybody's going to know how to get in touch with him, it's probably going to be Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who asked to come on the show and he snubbed us? How dare him? And his 93,000 followers?
Who has 93,000 followers and come on our show? Brendan's already been on. He doesn't have that many followers.
No. Well, it was another boxer, but he didn't get back to me and he asked him to come on twice. And yet I have had personal conversations.
Is it Ed again?
With Chael Sonnen, who has 602,000 followers. I've had private DM messages with this guy, but a guy with 93,000 followers snubbed me. Frank Bruno.
So you asked him to come on the show?
Twice.
And did he not reply?
No.
I'm trying to limit my curse words. I dropped one F-bomb early in the show. I don't think I've dropped another one since.
Alright, McFoley, calm down.
Well, here, I'm trying to cut down, you know?
You did start swearing off a lot.
So, okay.
Yeah, Frank Bruno, didn't get back to me.
Has he been posting on his normal
thing? Talking about Jose Mourinho,
not? That's worse, like, he probably blocked you.
Snubbed.
He probably blocked you.
Snubbed.
Excuse me. What account was it? Wasn't our Bimo account, was it? Oh. Maybe do it from your personal one, see how that goes.
Well, I wrote underneath the comment. Thank Frankie Schwartz on that show, it's class.
Even if he phones in for 5 minutes.
Hmm.
I mean, who knows, he might feature one day.
Yeah.
Who else have you been messaging on the Twitter and on the Instagram? I remember you got a tweet from JR and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I got loads of tweets. Do you know who follows me? Well, I actually had this conversation with Rory. An MMA fighter followed him on Instagram. And he's like, does an MMA fighter follow you? Fonderay Silva follows me.
Oh, really?
On Twitter.
Boom. You must have seen that championship belt that one time.
Must have. And do you know who else follows me on Twitter? And I shit you not, it's not a lie. The Huff.
What?
The Huff.
The real Huff.
The David Michael Knight. Red trunks, get in my car, hassle off.
Ask him to come on. Michael Knight?
Nah.
We just talked about how Knight Rider was doing the other week.
He's a fanboy.
He said it was brilliant.
He's a fanboy. yeah, so that's who I got followed by. Boom.
Remember
I got the Freedom's Christmas, we got the retweet and the God Bless from Big Beth from Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Here. I don't know what I've been talking about this. Poor woman has cancer.
Oh.
She had cancer before, but it's back.
Shit.
And this time it's not.
Curable?
Nah. Oh. Poor dog.
Are they still together, yeah?
Well, I've seen a picture. I'm going to bring it up here for you just to show you. I've seen a picture of him. It looked like it was in the hospital, so. I've seen it this morning. I've seen it too, so. Let me see if I clicked on it or not. And we're back, but that was a waste of a couple of minutes, wasn't it?
Why is YouTube getting so bad for adverts?
I don't know. I think you have to pay for like YouTube Premium or something now.
So
you get it free with like certain phones and stuff for say like 6 months. You get free YouTube Premium. Never thought I'd be interested in it, but to stop paying adverts, it might be worth it. Another subscription, no doubt.
I know. That's the only thing. One last thing to talk about.
What's that now?
Excuse me. Hold on.
Is this what we're doing? We're just excusing me. You alright?
No, I feel like I've got everything sitting under my daddy's and at the top of my stomach. I feel like really. There's something's trying to get
heartburn tablet or something?
No. Here, I got my blood done yesterday. Shite myself. Don't like needles and blood. Went in, didn't cry. Then left my bank card to doctors.
Then they cried?
Then I cried.
Somebody using your contactless on the mood.
Guess who's suing 2K Games and Fortnite?
Suing 2K and Fortnite. Now, why would somebody sue Fortnite Epic Games? And so 2K and Epic Games. Two game companies are getting sued.
It's to do with Celebrations.
I was going to say, is it to do with likeness? So Celebrations. What's that, Jose Mourinho?
The sacked one.
Celebrations.
That's the name of the episode.
Oh, Kanye West.
No, it's not Kanye West. It's
you. What is the sacked one?
The sacked
one. All right. I want to guess Kanye West.
No, Cardinal Banks. Alfonso Ribeiro is suing them for copying his Carlton dance.
For the thing he done the
Fresh Prince. Remember the
Everybody knows the Carlton dance. I was trying to remember his name.
Tom Jones.
Haha. At their end. Memory shading it.
Yeah.
Second crossword.
Suing them for copying and likeness. So, be interesting to see how much. How would you sue for that? Can he sue for that?
Well, it's like gimmick infringement. People just sort of surely just step on him. I mean, you can dance, can't you? Well, you can try. What I mean is,
do you know what? I was talking about my dancing the other day to Claire. Do you know what I look like? I seen the clip and I thought, God, he's a really good dancer. And my mate sent it to me, saying, that's the way you dance, you're that ridiculous. Did you see the clip of Sean Claude Van Damme, the kickboxer?
That's right.
I watched him and went, fuck, our good moves, I was copying
him. I have a few videos here in Bush, and I went, you'll never see that video.
Never. I've given up asking, don't care.
But, no, I mean, did he
yes, he created it. Well, it's legendary and iconic.
We said sweep there for that one. I told you earlier that if this came up, that I didn't know it was Alfonso. First of all, my guess for Jose was true and honest. Wasn't just to fill some air time and then the way it was pointed across. But come on, where did it go? Carbon dance. In 2012, in a video.
Isn't it?
No, this one here.
TMZ.com.
How did it originate? Was it just like one of your dances that you did when you were younger and you're like,
no, on the Fresh Prince, they basically had a script where it said, you know, Carlton dances, and I went, all right, well, how would Carlton dance? And I said, you know what? I know exactly. I'm going to steal it. I stole it from Courtney Cox and Eddie Murphy.
Okay. Is it a combination of both
of
those?
It's a combo of all of that.
Okay.
A little bit of me mixed in.
Awesome.
You know?
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, is that actually how you dance? The Dancing in the Dark video.
Which one?
Princeton.
Oh, yeah.
When he brought Courtney Cox up on stage, she did that dance, and then it was Eddie Murphy's white man dance in his delirious video. So, you know, when I was sitting there going...
So he still...
Hold on, pull up Dancing in the Dark and try and get me that clip. Hit pause on this if you need to.
Right, I'm just going to hit pause here for a second, ladies and gentlemen. So we're back, and we'll just watch the Dancing in the Dark video to see... How true to life that was.
Do you know what I found out that I didn't know before I came in here? Bruce Springsteen's got a massive bulge, and
you Courtney Cox. That out during the video.
Courtney Cox was in that video, didn't it?
Did you know that one? That's where she was originally found. Was in that video? Yeah. So Alfonso Ribeiro is suing for something that. Well, I was about to say that because of the headline where it says he didn't actually, he admitted to not creating it. He said he stole it from somewhere else, but he didn't really. He just got inspired by somebody
inspiration.
Else.
Yeah.
It's the same as that Simpsons thing that kept happening where people seen hamburger earmuffs and created them, you know.
And the tobacco.
And the tobacco thing, yeah.
Tobacco, tomato. But if Paris Hilton can copyright That's Hot and put it on a t-shirt and sell it, surely he should be compensated for that. Because that is iconic.
No, he should be I mean, if did Fortnite sell it or did they give it away? Or?
It's just in their game and then people copy it.
But I know you don't play Fortnite.
I play myself.
So on Fortnite.
Regularly.
Every night they release like a new
skin.
Dance or skin or something, right? And they charge money for it. Were they charging for his or was it one of the ones you got for free?
Well, how am I meant to know if you just said that you know I don't play stuff?
Because I thought you would have done a wee bit of research before you started talking about
something. I don't work at 6 o'clock and came straight home and took down the washing.
No, but what you're saying is, if somebody can copyright the word that's hot,
that's a generic phrase.
Yeah, but it's just...
I say it every day I'm looking tomorrow.
I think somebody copyrights, I want to put so that they can put it on a t-shirt and sell the merchandise, you know. But they can't stop you from saying that's hot. You know, it's like, let's get ready to rumble.
The phrase by Michael.
The phrase, yeah. But he owns that phrase.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's the only one that can merchandise it.
Yeah.
It's just a fair enough point, but he can't stop me or you saying it.
But if they're going to profit off it, because let's be honest, part of Fortnite, Paul Pogba does it as well. They do the dances.
I mean, if they're profiting off it, sure, he can try and sue them.
Do you want to know another way interesting fact? That Carlton dance actually helped me partly pass my drama GCSE. There's a part in the nightclub, and we had to do it. And
you have drama GCSE?
Yeah, it's fucking lethal drama. I'm a real thespian. And I done the Carlton dance in the club scene. Sure, Nil John, yeah.
You got that in the video, No?
No.
Has anybody got it in video?
No, I don't think.
I'm going to ring your school. What school was it?
St. Collins.
I'm going to ring them.
No one had it. It was for the practical in your drama.
You must have went there. What? You started around 2000, did you?
99. So I would have finished fifth year in 2004.
I know a guy who was a teacher there.
Not in drama, though.
I don't know, but he made those.
It was Miss Gallagher, now Mrs. Fennell.
Alright, well, if that video surfaces, it'll be because of me.
If that video surfaces because of a paedophile recording kids without their consent, be very careful who you get them.
No word of a lie, my wee niece was in her school play today, and this is only like 4, 5, not 100% on the age. And her mum messaged out the other day and was like, if you can make it, come, you know, it's on Tuesday afternoon. We're like, yeah, sure, we can't make it, we're in work. Send us a video, if I'm allowed. That's madness.
I think you can record it and you're allowed to put it up online.
Oh,
well,
that's just...
You have to get other people's permission.
I didn't get a video, so I'm assuming she wasn't allowed to do it.
Yeah, that's shit then. Whenever people record something, they don't show you it, isn't it?
That's only been 5 years.
I think you should be compensated, my opinion, because it's an iconic dance. When you see that or when you hear that song, you relate that to him. And if they're going to...
If they have profited off it, he should be entitled to it, sure.
Yeah.
Of it, yes. I agree with that. However, I don't agree with he owns the dance. I think he's the one that can sell it. You know, he's the one that can merchandise it, put it on in the video game. He can sell the rights to that dance to a video game company or to whatever other medium can use it. But I don't think he can stop me or you or somebody using it, so I don't think he owns it that way.
But we're not trying to profit from it. They are.
Yeah, that's where he has the claim. He doesn't have the claim that he owns it. He doesn't own the dance. It's just...
He does own the dance. Oh, he created it.
It's recognised as his dance. I can understand that.
Well, I think he should be compensated in some way. I think he's absolutely right. And I would do the same if I was Alfonso.
I think if he owns the rights, he obviously should be... But this is the thing.
I'm having trouble with the connection. Please try again in a moment.
Must be me. So
stop listening to our conversations, please people.
So if I remember what I read right, yes, Alfonso Ribeiro is currently in the process of copyrighting the dance. He doesn't actually own the copyright.
Well, he's very flippin' stupid. So he didn't copyright that years ago?
It says here, it's widely recognised that Mr. Roberto's likeness and intellectual property have been misappropriated by Epic Games, the most popular video game currently in the world. I just told a statement that Epic has earned record profits off downloadable content, so they are selling it, including the, and they called it Fresh, so they didn't call it the Cotton Dance, they called it the Fresh Dance.
Which is... Yeah, make infringement again.
Epic failed to compensate or even ask permission from Carton to use his likeness and iconic intellectual property. So they must have put a character in the loop like him as well. That's gone a wee bit far.
Mm. Short square hair. Square head.
Let me see if there's any even a picture of it. I don't know if there is, but oh here there he is there. Jeez, it looks nothing like him.
But he's doing the exact same pose.
Yeah, and we're only focusing on Fortnite because it's the normal, but 2K did it as well.
With what?
Yeah, a basketball player, but it looks, it must be like a celebration, you know, yeah. Like if a footballer scored. But see, Ronaldo owns his own celebration. Do you know he owns that celebration? You know,
yeah, the jump up in the arms.
He owns that. He sold the rights to FIFA for them to use that.
Fair play to him. Smart man.
But I mean...
Robbie Keane should do that tumble and the two guns.
He probably did. Either that or he got it from somewhere else.
Mm.
I think people always steal other people's ideas and make them better or make them work, but if the person owns the property,
yeah,
then it's different. You have to ask, you know what I mean? Like, if there was another podcast called Belfast In My Opinion,
I'd cut their throats.
I was about to curse again.
Stop that, brother.
Thank you.
But the sacked one, not deserved. May McFedridge, not deserved. Carton, deserved. That's my opinion.
Well, I think Jose should never have been sacked. Should have been Pogba, should have got the boot.
Mm-hmm.
Sent him to...
Because you can make money off of Pogba.
Where's he go? Real?
PSG. Boston. Real Madrid. I don't care. Care to that country.
May McFedridge's institution in Belfast. Hi, anybody. Disrespect.
That's disgusting.
Man. That's disgusting.
Disgusting.
I'm going to try. If I do edit that, it'll be... That's disgusting. The proper one. Carden. If he doesn't own the copyright, he's a bit stupid. I think it's been, I mean, how long has it been? 20 years?
Longer. Will Smith is now older than Uncle Phil was in the...
Hasn't aged a day, though, has
in
he?
In the episode?
It's mad. He hasn't aged a day. I mean... If they're selling it, the old money, simple. Yeah. Alright. Well, I've had enough of your shit. I'm back to stealing that one, alright? Do you own the copyright on that?
Do you know what? I'm going to ring my solicitor.
He was your mate.
And copyright that before Chiel Sullivan does. He has a different variation of it, but Chiel, my joking buddy. Imitation is the greatest form of flattery. Right, I've had enough of your shit. Peace out.
Peace out. It's not a-